Coming off maybe the most successful week for Republicans in quite some time and for the president. You look at what everything that happened last week. First of all, the disastrous Iowa caucuses for Democrats, then the State of the Union, the end of the impeachment trial. Of course, the National Prayer Breakfast trying to bring everybody together. Then the jobs numbers on Friday couldn't be much better. One of the most visible and outspoken senators in the United States Senate today is Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. He's been out there talking about this for some time. He joined us on the program again today. Senator, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Let's talk about the impeachment real quickly, and then I want to ask you about something that you tweeted out here a couple of days ago. But the impeachment finally comes to an end. The Democrats have been in charge for more than a year now in the House. I don't know that they've accomplished anything except distracting us and keeping us from accomplishing big things. Am I right or wrong?
I think the great irony of the impeachment is they accused the president of using the government to go after a political opponent, and then they precisely did the same thing. They used the investigation under Obama, Crossfire Hurricane, to go after him in a counterintelligence kind of way, something that's never, ever been done to a political campaign in our country. They then used the Mueller investigation, $32 million of taxpayer money, to go after him. And then they used the impeachment process in an election year to go after him. And a lot of people don't realize this. They could have not only impeached him, they could have taken him off the ballot for the next election. This was a very, very partisan thing. Almost no Republicans supported it. And they used the government to go after their political opponent, the same thing they accused the president of. And that's the great irony that's not lost on a lot of our supporters.
On Tuesday, I delivered
Now, I'm part of this. I saw that John Brennan tweeted out as part of a response to things that you had been saying. Rand Paul is beneath contempt. He typifies the worst of Donald Trump's craven enablers. Any senator excusing this dangerous behavior makes a mockery of public service. History will revile all of you. And you've responded, and I want you to talk to me a moment about this. You know, it's a mockery of public service, John. Killing 500 people outside any judicial system. Drone strikes on American citizens. Approving British spies to present a dossier of lies paid for by Hillary. Lying to Congress. Your shame alone should shut you up. And Senator, I mean, please, for the benefit of the listeners, killing 500 people outside of any judicial system, what are you referring to?
John Brennan and Obama killed more people around the world than any presidents have through the use of drones. Some of them were women and children. Some of them were American citizens. And there's no process, no due process for them. And I'm not so sure it makes us safer. I think for every, you know, misbegotten Bedouin in the desert somewhere or in Africa somewhere, that some goat herder you kill in Africa, doesn't make us safer. I think it actually enrages their extended family through oral tradition. They talk about it for decades when the Americans came, you know, according to them, cowardly through the skies and killed one of their tribal leaders. But not every one of these people with a beef to grind or a civil war to fight is really coming to America. And this is the kind of thing that has, you know, really in the end, I think, has disturbed and destroyed our foreign policy. But we now think that every sort of tribal clash everywhere in the world, we have to be involved where they're coming to America. And it's just frankly not true.
You also talk about drone strikes on American citizens, Senator. For the benefit of the listeners on that one, be specific, because you find, I mean, and I agree with you, there is no due process. There is a predator drone that makes the ultimate and final decision without that due process. And on American citizens, from what I recall from civics class, sir, that would be illegal.
Yeah, there's a guy named Al Walkie who was a sympathizer with Al-Qaeda and his kids, and they were killed in separate drone strikes. The danger is that if we're going to kill Americans overseas, that, you know, if one person, the executive branch or the president, becomes judge, jury, and executioner, is that the form of justice we want? And I did a filibuster for 13 hours that asked the question, are we going to drone Americans in cafes in French, you know, and in France? And so that's a real question that we have to have is, one, does it work? Pragmatically, does it work? So in the last couple of years, you know, we've killed a couple of people in Yemen. And, you know, the Yemen conflict is very complicated between Shia, Sunni, between sure. Iranian proxies and Saudi proxies. But I'm not so sure when we kill a guy in a village, in a hut, and we just, you know, we're not intending to, but we kill, you know, his wife, his kids, and his neighbor's kids. You know, is it really something that in the end creates less terrorists or more? And I think we need to rethink our presence around the world. We need to defend ourselves. And, you know, I was with the president yesterday and with his team, and a few of them were saying the same thing. you know, we had 9/11 because we weren't defending our borders. We weren't defending. We were giving visas out to a bunch of crazy Saudis.
Right.
We weren't content or to watch and see if they were going to school. We just said, keep coming and abusing our system. Many of them, several of them, were being paid by the royal family in all likelihood. And yet, who's our biggest? Who's the biggest person we sell arms to now? The Saudis still. So we have to rethink what we're doing around the world. It's not working. We're in a 20-year war. But it's one thing I like about the president. The president, in his speech again, talked about bringing the troops home.
It's time to bring them home.
A better job of,
yeah.
He's got to do a better job of getting people around him. I mean, the people around him, you put John Bolton with you, you're not going to have less war. You're going to have more war.
Always been true. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul here with us. So quite clearly, and this is a place that you and I agree as well, time to leave Afghanistan. We've been there for, what, 2 decades? It's time to leave. What, either you have a plan and a procedure or you don't. And if you don't, what are we doing?
I was at Dover Air Force Base late last night for 2 young soldiers who were killed, you know, a few days ago in Afghanistan. And to see the heart-wrenching emotion of their families, to see how the president's affected by this, he is someone who is not ignoring the human suffering over there, and I think he'd like to end it. The problem is too many people say, oh, if we end it, there'll be terrorism. Well, we're there and there's terrorism. There was going to continue to be terrorism, and we need to protect ourselves. But occupying acres in Mali, occupying acreage in Afghanistan, in all these countries, Libya, really what we need to think about is not toppling stable governments and getting instability, because that's where you end up getting the chaos
sure.
that leads to terrorism.
Let me ask you one thing, Senator Rand Paul here with us on the Steve Gruber Show. One thing about domestic policy. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Attorney General Bill Barr cracking down on sanctuary cities, filing lawsuits against New Jersey and Washington and others, saying you can't just ignore federal law. I don't get to choose which laws I get to follow. Neither do you, sir. Isn't it about time we said enough of this nonsense about picking and choosing the laws you get to follow?
Yeah, and in fact, I would be for withholding federal money to these cities and to states who do this. The problem is the Supreme Court has ruled, I think, wrongly in the past that you're not allowed to bully states. Now, sometimes they let them bully them. They say, oh, you got to raise the age of drinking to 21 or we can't quit your federal money. But for the most part, they actually don't allow you to do the process. But I really think that the idea that California's going to let 16-year-olds vote and let felons come in from foreign countries and we're not going to do anything about it, I think it's a big mistake. But I think the Democrats have overreached on this. You know, that you now have every one of them raising their hand saying they're going to give free health care to illegal aliens. I think that's a bridge too far for most Americans.
No, I would agree with you on that. You got about 30 seconds here. I'll give you the last word. But there was a time when you and the president didn't see eye to eye on much of anything. You seem to have come around to some of his ideas. You worked together on some things, not everything. But I think maybe you've been pleasantly surprised. I'll give you the last word, about 20 seconds.
Absolutely. You know, when I ran against him, I was wondering if he'd be a real conservative. But the picks to the Supreme Court, the picks to the federal court, over 150 judges have been wonderful. Deregulation, lowering taxes, being hardcore for a real tax cut. He has proven himself a conservative and proof's in the pudding, and I'm happy to support him.
Senator Rand Paul, greatly appreciate you being here and taking the time, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Rand Paul, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.